Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing, right off I-94 in Avon. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Let's begin, recap some sales from this week. We had auction results from Long Prairie Livestock. Here's Brad Thielen.
Hello, Joe. We're doing good. Last Friday, we had a nice run of dairy cattle. We had 167 head total. We had a nice herd of cows, better end break from 13 to 1750. The middle cut break from 10 to 13, very few under 1,000 was. Last night, again, we had a tremendous run in Long Prairie. We had 394 head last night with a good market straight through. Our baby calves break from 80 to 120 with cross breeds up to 170. Our Holstein starts break from 2.25 to 3.25 by the head. We're kind of lighter tested on the Holstein feeders. We had some nice beef cross feeders in there. Bulls weighing from 5 to 600, break from 99.5 to $1.25. Heifers break $1.10 to $1.25. A few stock cows that were bred in last night, they break from 550 to 850, just kind of common cows. We had a good run of slaughter cattle, Holstein fats break from 88.75 to 95.50. We had a nice run of we slaughter bulls in last night. We had about 20 of them again. They break from 72 to 80 cents. And a nice group of cows in last night, like 140 cows last night again. Most of them cows break from 42 to 52. Some beef cows from 50 to 58. A few fatter beef cows up to 65. Four yielder cows from 36 to 42. Very few under 36.
Let's recap Central Livestock in Albany wrapping up their weekly sales.
From Central Livestock at the Albany Market, this is Pat Mikla. In the cattle division, beef steers are topping at $1.03 to $1.650 with the choice and select from $98.50 to $1.02. Beef heifers at $1 to $1.04, choice and select $96.50 to $98.50, and Holstein steers $91 to $98 with your choice and select from $83.50 to $90. We have Holstein cross steers from $85.50 to $1. Market cows range mostly at 39 to 44. We had high yielding cows up to 46 to 57.50, and the market bulls were trading mostly from 68 to 81. Looking at the hog division, market hogs are trading at 38, the lightweight sows 36 to 38, heavyweight sows 38 to 40, with all weight boars at 12.
A look at Central Livestock in Albany. Right now we check in with fellow farm broadcaster Rod Bain at USDA in Washington, D.C., as USDA, their farm service agency, recently announcing sign-up periods for next year in 2021 for the General Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, and CRP grasslands. Rod has more details.
For 35 years, USDA's Conservation Reserve Program has offered an evolution of conservation practices and benefits.
The primary reason for CRP at the time was to reduce soil erosion and maybe take less productive land out of production. And certainly, if you look at all of the different kinds of practices available, different focuses on what we do with those acres, it certainly has evolved a lot. There are practices that are really focused on improving water quality. There are practices that enhance or develop or create wildlife habitat, and all the other benefits that we get.
USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Richard Fordyce says landowners interested in enrolling acreage into CRP in 2021 will have opportunity through upcoming signups next year.
Our general CRP sign-up, it will begin on January the 4th of 2021 and will run through February the 12th. Sign-up for the CRP grasslands for 2021 will start on March the 15th and run through April 23rd.
The administrator discusses first the upcoming latest general CRP sign-up, designed to provide annual rental payments for land devoted to conservation purposes.
This is the competitive sign-up where landowners will submit offers, and then all of those offers come to headquarters, and we look at the rankings, and then we'll set the cutoff and begin notifying those landowners that were successful with their offer.
Also in the general CRP sign-up for 2021.
There are increased opportunities for folks that have an interest in developing wildlife habitat, that some of those practices will be in the general sign-up for, like, our State Acres for Wildlife Enhancement Initiative.
The CRP grassland sign-up traditionally follows a general CRP enrollment period.
This offers the opportunity for landowners to protect grassland, and that includes rangeland and pasture land, and continuing to maintain those as grazing lands.
Administrator Fordyce advises landowners interested in CRP enrollment, whether general, continuous, or special practice, to talk with their local FSA office personnel.
Our folks, they're in the local office. They're going to be very well versed on CRP and the policies around it. How do you participate? How do you make an offer in the case of the general CRP sign up? They also can advise you on some of those continuous CRP practices.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
More this morning here on CASM Radio. More coverage from our National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, virtual convention last week. We talked to Dr. Gary Schmitz with BASF.
My name is Gary Schmitz. I'm the Regional Tech Service Manager for the Midwest region for BASF. I've been with the company now 29 years.
You know, Gary, one of the big things, dicamba is in a lot of conversation. No matter what the year is, it's an important facet for a lot of growers, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah, you know, it definitely has been a great tool. Dicamba has been a great tool for growers for many years, and we're excited by the fact that the EPA has just registered Ingenia herbicide for dicamba tolerant soybeans and cotton.
And talk about that, the importance of it too. What kind of advantage has this given producers, Gary, do you feel?
Well, you know, the growers have been dealing with resistant weeds for a number of years, and that continues to expand, particularly glyphosate-resistant weeds, you know, like, you know, mare's tail, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and growers now report about 77% of the growers report that they have glyphosate-resistant weeds that they're struggling to control. So with the registration of Ingenia herbicide, this brings back the dicamba herbicide and mode of action into soybeans that they can use to manage these resistant weeds.
I know here in Minnesota too, we kind of fight some of the parameters too, and that window of application and such. Are we dialed in on that, would you say, Gary?
The registration of Ingenia herbicides for 5 years, and there are some enhancements to the labels to help reduce the off-target movement. And some of those enhancements also make the label simpler. So that no longer do we have, you know, conventional crops and non-crop areas. It's only for dicamba-tolerant soybeans and dicamba-tolerant cotton. Okay, so that's all the crops that will be on the label. We also have a cutoff date instead of the crop staging. So for soybeans, the cutoff date is June 30th. And so that makes it a little easier for the grower to plan because they know exactly how much time they have to apply, and they can put that in, you know, more of a calendar schedule as opposed sometimes the crop stage is a moving target. Some other things on the label, you know, we have a requirement for a pH buffering agent into the dicamba spray solution. Okay, so that, you know, we're going to bring Centrus buffering agent into the market, and what it will do, it will raise the pH, it will stabilize the pH, and further reduce potential for dicamba volatility. In the past, we asked growers to go out and check the pH of their solution and add a buffering agent. If it dropped below 5, now they don't need to do that. It's just automatic, put it in the tank. And then some of the other things that will be on the new registration is the downwind buffers to sensitive areas. That has been increased. It was 110 feet. Now for non-endangered species areas, it's 240 feet downwind buffer to those sensitive areas. And in the endangered species areas, it is now 310 feet downwind. So those are some of the changes that will help mitigate some of the off-target movement.
And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you each Saturday morning by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon.